From iPhones to Android, iPod to mobile, the App Minute Podcast covers it all. And now, the host of the App Minute Podcast, Sam Levin.
Hey everyone, Tim Robertson here with App Minute. I know you're expecting Sam Levin, but we're diversifying the podcast a little bit. We're going to get some different people involved in the App Minute Podcast, and this is my time to shine, if you... Okay, maybe not shine, but you get what I mean. I wanted to talk about a really fun game for both the iPhone and the iPad. I have to be honest, I don't like it as much on the iPhone. The screen's just too small for this game, but on the iPad, I love it. It's called Lego Harry Potter Years 1 through 4. It's a Lego game, very similar to the console versions, but honestly, it's a completely different game. That was my worry. I played the Lego Harry Potter on the PS3, really enjoyed it, my whole family did. When this came out for the iPad, I was a little hesitant at first. I've already played the game on a console. I didn't really want to repeat what I've already done. Completely different game, completely different in every single aspect, from the controls to, well, the storyline's the same. And they still use the same cutscenes that you get in the bigger version. But it's a completely different game. It's a lot of fun. To do the magic, you make these little gestures on the screen and something will happen. You can unlock a door or make something levitate. It's a lot of fun. At $4.99, it's very affordable. This is a universal, which means if you buy it on the iPhone or on the iPad, it will work equally well on both devices. It won't scale up on the iPad. It's universal. It runs at full screen. Looks terrific. This is a really fun game. For $4.99, you should check it out. Thanks for listening to App Minute. See you next time. The App Minute Podcast is a co-production of Sam Levin and MyMac.com. Be sure to visit our website at www.appminute.com.